you know, to the, oh, he had, I think, royal blood, you see. And, oh, I remember, you know, he'd tell about, oh, I didn't get, see, I don't remember, you know, I can't remember, you know, and old enough, but they tell me so much, you know. Oh, man, they bring them horses out, you know, and I said, oh, he'd rub them white gloves over them, you know. Well, and you know, if they got dust on them gloves, they had to take them horses back and rub them some more. Yeah, I'm that sounds foolish to tell you, you know, this, but I'm supposed to have some royal blood in me.
You feel any different?
No, but they can't. You know, a lot of people around here don't know that, but you see, they just tell my wife a while back about that, and she was surprised, you know. See, she comes with that, and she didn't know nothing about it.
It's interesting to learn about things.
Yeah,
like this,
yeah. On my mother's side back, I'm supposed to have some royal blood in me.
I'll be darned.
But you know, a lot of my neighbors don't even know that. I never tell them. They only think I was lying, you know. But I really have. Yeah, I got royal blood in me.
Maybe someday there'll be an inheritance involved.
Well, I think it's pretty well died out. You know.
Oh, you mentioned your grandfather. What did you call him?
Well, I called one Grandpa Poole, one Grandpa Krautz, K-R-U-T-Z.
Uh-huh.
I've got some high German blood in me.
Yeah, Krautz.
Yeah. Well, I went and visited Mama's uncles, and they've come here and stayed for a month, you know. They're big fellas, you know, Fred Krautz and George Krautz. Had two brothers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're about 6'1" in height, big men, you know.
Where did they live?
Well, one of them lived in Washington, and one of them lived down in Chickasha. You know where that girls' school is in Chickasha?
Yeah.
Well, when I go down there, there's my uncle. Well, he had a big grape vineyard down there, and we could see that girls' school from his place.
Huh.
You talk about a grape vineyard. That man had it.
He knew his grapes.
Oh, man, I say he did. And man, people in Chickasha come out and buy that grape juice and buy grapes. He made a big go of it. Once in a while, he'd get them a little too, so he'd make wine, you know. He got caught several times.
Oh.
Yeah, he got caught several times. One time, he told me that he hit 3 barrels, you know, he had a lot of pear hay, he'd bale, you know, and then he'd put it in there, you know, and he'd pile it on full of baled hay, you know. One time, the fellow men come out, and he said, they're just about to it. And he went out and just helped him pull bales, he said. And well, I said, we're satisfied that time. And he said, now, if you ain't satisfied, we'll pull some more. No, we're satisfied. And said they'd pull a few more, they'd got right to his bear. He just went on talking, he pulled bells just like it. And they finally quit just before they got to him.
I bet that was hard on those old venters who knew how to make wine and make good wine.
Oh, yeah, come Missouri, man, they know how to make it.
Yeah, from Alsace-Lorraine, of course. That's great country.
Yeah, you betcha. I bet you got high German.
No, Dutch.
Dutch? Oh,
just
cool.
Dutch.
What country are your folks from?
Michigan.
Yeah. Well, I know. But I took you like you had high German. You look like you have.
No, they're all Dutch and Danish.
Yeah. Yeah.
They came to New York. Well, when New York was just Dutch again. It had been Dutch, and then the British took over, and then the Dutch took it back.
Yeah.
And they came in at that time.
Yeah.
But my grandmother on my mother's side came over as a girl when she was 3.
You know, we've got every nationality of people that is around here. We've got Danish, we've got Dutch, we've got everything it is around here.
Yeah, and interesting that they're all the same.
Oh, yeah.
They're just all people.
You know, we got this war brought a lot of them. You know, there's Tony. So many, you know, when Germany tore up Holland, you know, a lot of them just wouldn't, she said they just wouldn't build back, you know. They just come on over here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's a funny thing. You know, when they come to Europe, they kind of simply want to, because Bertie's friends, my wife, they kind of hang for her. You'd be surprised.